two reading.
Okay. So who we got on that?
Yeah, Matt Wilkinson, and that's it, and me.
And you?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to our public hearing tonight on our impact fees concerning water. So, basically talking off of, we had Sunrise Engineering doing us a study. The recommended amount that they recommended are the highest total water impact fee we can charge is $5,821.77. I'll page you on that. So that's not even in those. That's in the other one. The one that we got handed to City Council last week. Sorry, that's on the other one, that's all right. What page it is? There's no page numbers, it's next to seven. Table 6.2. So I guess part of the meeting tonight is to get public input of what they think or what we should set our impact fees at.
Would you even come to listen?
I want a little more information.
What kind of information do you want?
So this is $5,800 for what?
So the impact fee, basically, because we're looking at our big project of drilling a well, doing our water treatment plant, we're actually going in debt over like $2 million to do that project. We're getting a $980,000 grant, along with that we're going in debt. So part of it to be able to repay that loan is that we're going to put impact fees back into the city. So that applies to any new building going into town.
So to new construction.
So anybody that builds or starts a new business in town, the impact fee would then go against them as they get a building permit.
So is this for the existing culinary water?
Yes. But if you're already in town, then it doesn't apply.
Right.
So it's just a new resident coming in, or a new building coming into town.
So, okay, so let's see what happens with the irrigation.
The irrigation is still in the process. It's been in the environmental studies.
Still.
Rumor is, hope is, the Gooseberry water is going through, and then they'll be able to move forward with our big reservoir.
So what are the new well be done for the culinary?
So the first place we're going to try is just up over the flood dam. We got two well spots picked that we've had witchers up there witching and do different things. But our first choice is just up over the flood dam, kind of by that building there. That's our hope, is to be able to do it there because it's close to our pipeline.
And it's on city property.
Yeah.
And not only the richer, but the geological study shows that's in a pretty good aquifer.
Yeah, a good location.
And you might also point out, because I'm sure that people on Zoom and whatnot, but the reason that we need the water treatment plant and the well is because of the growth we're experiencing. And frankly, it's not practical for the citizens to bear the burden of improving our water supplies by adding wells and treatment plants so we can treat more of our spring water. This growth is what's causing us to have to look for more water and develop more water. And so we really need to match those costs rather than the community bearing those costs, the new growth. And
we will still put some cost on the citizens, because we don't have to raise our rates a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking a little bit?
The first engineer study said $7 per household.
Per month.
Per month.
And does that decrease the amount of water you're allowed to use?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, will this also affect the sewer and the holding wells?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
But this impact fee will help offset that $7, because this impact fee will help repay our loan.
Okay.
So it's going to help lower that $7 down to where hopefully it's not as much. Sorry to interrupt. I just didn't want to be out there that we're going to still have to raise our culinary water debt.
Exactly.
To meet our loan according to the engineers.
You got a timeline of this year?
So the water should be dug. Hopefully, we're hoping right away they'll start it. The treatment plant will not come online until next fall, so it's about a 2-year project to get this new water into our system.
Not this coming fall.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a 2-year
project.
2-year project.
I'm not sure, but I'm going to check on the impact fees that surrounding cities are charging.
I did. I had Dave Graham off on it today. So Ephraim City doesn't break theirs into water or electric or anything else. Ephraim City has an impact fee for one single family resident of $6,584. Manti's water impact fee is $1,400. Fairview's is $1,350. I guess also, I don't want to mention, like Manti, I just got up to Manti's. Where's their sewer? So it doesn't look like they have sewer.
What's Fairview's sewer?
I'm just trying to find Manti's here, because they have it outside the city limits, but we don't have... Anyway, I can't find Manti's sewer. Fairview's impact fee, the water is $1,350. The sewer is $2,537. And then they're about $4,500. I'll go back to that one, Cole. Fountain Greens, water is $2,000 with a $1,700 sewer. So that kind of gives you an idea of what other cities in our area is charging.
And they were probably established some time back, because I don't think they're just brand new.
The only one I know is Ephraim has looked at those lately, but it's probably been 2 years ago now.
Now, several years ago, we did a lot of ours, and I think it's going on about 7 years for all of our impact fees. And frankly, it was, you know, probably would have helped if it kept them in place, but we've always been guilty of trying to keep our rates as low as possible. And the problem they're running into is, we shut that door for students. Our rates are too low that prevents us from even qualifying for grants like we've had trouble with on this one. And so we really have to, if we know that we're going to shut this all in, we're going to make up for it.
Yeah, in fact, when he got his last grant, I hope I can remember the scenario they use. They use a medium income in your city. And then they times that by 1.5, if I remember right. And that's where our water, where they say our water bill should be at. Medium income, if I remember right, at Mount Pleasant was $33,000, $34,000, right around there. But our water bill should be right around $40. And the trouble with having, like Kevin was just mentioning, is it's hard to get grants to do anything because we are so low on our actual water. And I do know Fairview's sewer bill is very high in Fairview City, and over in Town Green, the water and the sewer is still pretty pricey in comparison to ours. So, does that explain it better or help you understand? So another table I gave you tonight, because after last city council meeting, I was thinking to Devin, and I questioned him whether or not we should be raising, we can handle this paper too. Since he's one of them. So I talked to Devin and I said, Devin, we charge different. We have a 3/4-inch line versus a 1-inch line going into residential houses. And he said, generally speaking, it's the same on a residential house. It doesn't matter what size goes into the house. But he says this calculation factors is what most cities use on top of houses. So that was kind of his recommendation to me. It was like, just keep the houses all one price, no matter what water line's going in.
Single family ground.
Yeah. I mean, you can see that off to the side. So that's the ERCs is how the engineers calculate what we can charge for our impact fee. So it's quite a study to go through to give us that unit. So he says most cities adopt this same graph. So it's like if a building permit comes in for, like, example, a laundry mat, instead of it being just a straight one, then you add how many washers are coming in here and you calculate that on top of, you know, if it comes into like a filler, then it, so if they have, say, 6 washers or something like that there, it might come in at 4, so then you can charge 4 times your building, or your impact fee to that laundry mat.
So is this a multiplier? I guess I'm...
So out to the... If you look out to the side,
you got a 0.79 or a point.
Yeah.
Car wash is way up, it's 10.
Right. For each one you drive through, or each one would be bay. Each bay would be 10, so we would be paying 10 times a normal house.
Which makes sense because
they're using that much more water.
More water, and they're sending that water down the sewer.
Right. Right.
There's a larger impact.
So like I said, after last city council meeting, and Devin presented the impact fees, and I got, that was my question to him, so I called him during the week, and this is what he sent back to us to say this was his recommendation to follow this along with the impact fee, whatever price we put it at.
So these are like some of these, like an Avery, for example, don't use a lot of water. And that's 0.53 of one, or is that 0.53 on top of one?
No. So we're 1,000 square foot.
Right.
So if the bakery would say 4,000 square feet,
right,
then you would 4 times that 0.53.
Okay, so that makes sense. So you base it on the size.
So we'll base everything on the size of the use.
Right.
So like just another one, a camper or RV park per site, that would be 0.79.
Right.
The car wash is 2 different, so the auto is 10 and the hand warm is like 5.
You have 4 bedrooms,
right? Right, that'd be 20.
That'd be 20.
Right. Yeah. Because like I said, that was a question I had after a meeting last time on how do we adjust a meter size or whatever that way. And so that was...
So is that for the rate, or is that for the impact fee?
That's just for the impact fee. So I had car wash, but it was just the wall would pay $20,000 to install it.
Was it going to be lifetimes higher than the residential house?
Because they figured they're using five times the water that
a residential house would use.
This is standard for just about every city then. That's what Devin's saying.
Yeah. So that was one recommendation too, is that no matter whatever price we set on the impact fee, that we adopt this calculation factor into along with the impact fee.
Where did it be?
So where did this chart come from?
From Sunrise.
Sunrise. So they've done the, you notice this, it's got to be exhibit one, the ERC calculation factors. And that ERC is what he came up with.
Okay, so it's the same people that did the study?
Yes. It's the same engineer, or Sunrise, so they've done our study for us.
Pretty well explained it.
Any other questions or concerns or anything on this culture that you think of? So I guess one of the things I just think is, at least in this public meeting, is ideas of where we should be with that impact fee, because like Sunrise is saying, that's the most we can go, but we can set it anywhere underneath there.
How many people have we had move in the last couple of years?
Yeah.
If it's been, how many permits did we give out last year? What was it?
I don't have an exact number.
It seems like 20. What's the number?
Roughly?
Yeah.
Between 20 and 50.
How many did you give out since the first year?
I did 7 the other day. Give you a good point, I did.
There's nothing for sale in that area.
Yeah.
There are people that are looking for land and build right now because there's no homes for sale.
Yeah.
And obviously, obviously it has an impact on our water infrastructure. This is one way to mitigate that impact.
Well, then you go
without passing it on to the residents, you know.
It's already good.
And, you know, there's a real need with the growth we're having to for new projects, because our demand just keeps going up.
But then it was probably up in Spanish Park. 500 square foot home. It's kitchen, a bedroom, a little tiny front room. $160,000. And they built that, and it's an old house. It was built in 1960.
I'm going to say, I don't think they even built it.
Well, I
was looking,
if the people build houses in a county, how does Mount Pleasant City benefit from that? Doesn't that money go to the county?
It wouldn't affect them. Yeah, it wouldn't affect them. So there's a few places that we do run water outside the city limits.
Okay.
There's a few houses, a few places that do have water outside our city limits. We would charge them the same. Well, again, that's something we need to determine too. That's what we'd say.
If they have water, they would pay the impact fee.
Well, if it's the same amount, I think, I don't know if we can change it any different.
What was your capacity on the government?
Well, it's just from Flint Hanks to water.
I don't see why you guys have charge.
No, I just looked to see here, like on Nantex, that there was more because they were outside, but it just says impact fee for all the water connections is $1,400. So it's the same outside the city as it is inside the city.
So you're on top of that. What they need to know is there's connection
fees. There's connection fees, yes.
Yes.
And that's based off of how big a service line you have.
Yeah, it goes out from there.
Yep.
Yeah. Obviously.
obviously we can't be hooking people's water services up for free.
What's our hookup fee, our service fee now?
Say a three-quarter.
$100.
So that is $2,100.
And I'm not getting away with that.
So you can only charge for, unless they're digging or not.
If they're digging, that makes sense.
We reduced our price on our municipal meters.
Right.
You can only charge for time and material.
Right.
You cannot make money on the connection fee.
Yeah.
But you have to cover your costs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
The thing of it is, we don't have a crystal ball to look into and say, we're going to have 50 new homes next year. If we did, that would be great as far as having an impact on offsetting our costs. But the fact is, these costs are, we're going to incur these costs of development of the wells and the culinary system. And so I was just reading this, said that we needed to look into that and evaluate that. We don't want to get it too high. But it also points out, wasn't expected, steady growth over the last decade and continued growth is expected in addition to residential growth that should, the city should also anticipate commercial, institutional, and industrial growth. Which may place additional demands on the sewer, sanitary sewer system. This impact the analysis will help the city portion of the cost of system improvements and expansion to the new growth. So we have in both sewers expansion fees, impact fees. A lot of times, you can consider that if our city is needing additional water, it's going to impact the sewer. You know, water going in, it's going to be coming up. So I guess if we keep them higher, then maybe we won't have to put an impact fee on sewer. I don't know. I think starting out where we're starting out is probably a good way to monitor that if it's covering our growth and if it's helping offset the cost of our development of our water system and our wells and so forth, then maybe we won't need to add impact fees. But if it falls short, then we would. But I think it sounds high. To me, it sounds high. One comment I heard was, we don't want to discourage growth. You know, we don't want to discourage people from pushing. But the reality of it is, they're going to come. And if we don't have them in place, we could find ourselves in a real financial burden just trying to provide the water for everything on our own. So even though it sounds high, I believe to be on the safe side, it would be well for us to impose the impact fee so that we don't find ourselves in a real pickle later on. In reality, I think until this water development takes place, my own growth is somewhat slow.
I can't remember what I paid 30 years ago, but it was a pretty big chunk of change. I thought, wow, it was over $2,000.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah. That's where I built that whole bit. It runs my mind, it was somewhere around like $3,500 for the impact fee that I had to pay up front.
And it might have been a combination too.
We don't know. I don't remember, but it was quite a bit put back in 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were going to try and pull out what it used to be when we remembered it, and I didn't find it.
Yeah.
When I built in 2007, I paid a combined total of $7,000 for impact fees.
Did you?
March 2007.
Right.
Was that just impact fees, or was that impact?
That was just impact fees. I think it was closer to $10,000 by the time you added in the connection fees for sewer and water. Power.
Yeah, like say it sounds high, but
I remember the impact fee was around $7,000 combined in 2007.
Well, we're not that far off that we have a lot of people impact fee or whatever. Which that's down the road,
which is coming soon, hopefully.
But
because we need to do that too to offset that.
This growth has really woke the city up.
And I don't think it will discourage growth, that $5,800. I don't think it will.
No.
Because what they're paying up north.
Yeah.
And they're right down in there, and they're wanting into our little city, like you said. We've got to cover ourselves. We've got to cover our bases for the future.
We need to cover the citizens that's out here.
Well, the citizens over here, too. That's.
Yeah.
Now, we've got to make sure they got enough water for themselves, along with the water to supply. That was what Colby said. We was like 300 gallons under right now or something like that.
About 300 gallons a minute under.
What we should be.
Yeah,
where we should be. 300 gallons a minute right now under where we should be. So, worst thing the numbers of pretty last summer then where we got down was pretty scary. We don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, last summer was.
Yeah,
there was a couple of nights we just about drained the tank.
Well, we had our water restrictions down to one day a week, 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
So obviously we need to develop more infrastructure, because that's just unrealistic.
Yeah. Yeah. Mayor, are you thinking of going to pay $5,800, or do you want to go $5,500, or what are your thoughts at?
I wanted to throw it out here, hoping there'd be more public to see what their thoughts was.
Yeah.
But really, because again, you got to watch it as a fine line, like they told us, that you don't want to shut the whole growth down in the city, but yet you got to cover your bases, too.
Yeah, I don't think you'll shut it down to $5,800. I still think it's a deal.
And realistically, we're probably going to be looking at another upgrade our infrastructure in the near future beyond this treatment timeline. If we see the kind of growth that's been happening up on Wasatch Front and Nephi, the surrounding communities, we may have to go beyond one well.
We're just hoping that we didn't get water in that one well. That's. We're projecting 600-700 feet, so hopefully we can see the
700 gallons
per minute.
Yeah, per minute.
600 to 700 gallons per minute.
That's what they'd like to have.
Yeah.
Hopefully we.
And then spring that we're losing, we'll put another 300 gallons out that come to the water.
So it's substantial, but yeah, we could see some. Lovely growth.
Hopefully they don't have a council, we can make a move on it.
Yeah, we can't do anything to move.
We will adopt it at the next city council meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'd like to kind of set kind of an idea of what we're looking at for that, because this is a public hearing where the public gets to put their input. If we're setting it too high or too low.
Are we getting any comments, Jerry?
No. You have Brett Wilkinson from the Messenger on it and myself.
So I guess we're going to trust the elected official to run with it.
Yep, it don't impact the people, the existing residents.
No, it doesn't impact them. Unless their kids are planning on moving back to a room they live or building a house on their lot, but if there is,
I'm just snooping on stuff like that.
Yeah, services.
So, making sets and services, maybe. It's 5,800, that's 400, as you say.
I go 56,000.
We can't go to that high. The highest we can go is the
5,800.
So, we drop down below that, and we can't go any higher than that.
Well, the contractors are the ones that are going to have to talk their customers into it.
Well, the contractors are hired after the owners have actually done the permitting.
Right.
So the owners will know up front. what this cost will increase on the on their applications.
I really don't believe there will be very, very little pushback. I think $5,800 they'll go.
It's part of living in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got to make a decision. Do you want water when you turn the tap on or not?
Yeah. Our water itself is so low that we have a hard time getting grants that we charge for water right now. So they're going to get that benefit coming in here too, on their utilities too. And so I myself personally don't think $5,800 is too high. I think if that's what they say, that's where we can go to, that's where we need to go to with the new building.
Okay.
Yeah, and that alleviates the burden on the residents.
And then very well with this plan here, with this evacuation code, yeah, the RC per unit,
yeah.
And use that factor that's being used by the majority of the cities.
Okay.
And we're right in line with everybody else. So I guess, so basically, Marty, your consensus?
I was leaning more towards the higher end of that figure, yeah. I was, my feelings were 5,000.
Well, I mean,
5,000 or more, you know. I didn't want to go beyond that 5,000.
The low end, that's
right. So I would agree with the 58, the full 58.1.
I would seriously just keep it even numbers. I don't even number.
Yeah, 5,000.
That's my thoughts. And Russ brings up some good points. You all brought up good points. And as I think about it, we haven't attached a sewer impact fee. And right now, the impact fee on the water being at this rate will help offset our sewer expansion costs. And even though we don't have to expand right now, but if it continues steady, we might be adding up another bond.
Yeah. Yep.
We're fortunate we got the sewer system we got.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ace in the hole right there.
Yes.
We've got the sewer system that a community can ask for as far as cost.
And I know Fed is really paying for theirs.
They are.
And it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I feel good about it.
58 then?
I feel good about it.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm not building new, but with the price of everything that's gone up, you've got to have something. You've got to pay something to live.
You do. So really what we're trying to do is take care of the citizens who live here now.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Well, and they want a nice place for the citizens that are coming.
Yeah, because we want a nice, we want a good system for them, we want to make sure that we've got the water for them and everything else. So let's
try to provide that.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll come out of the public hearing, then we'll go to City Council next minute next week with the recommendation of a $5,800 impact fee on water.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They're waiting for more exciting. But hopefully you got a better understanding of what they are.
Yeah, I don't think people understand the city, but it's not for the city